Here we are. And I and Ches Amaral, we made it to the Amaral. Yes. I think we made it to the Amaralov. Yes, we are. The second line from the top of Ayin Ches Amaralov. Amar, Rabbi Yehuda said, Kain Gadol Ba'amana Loik Yishtayim. I think we started this yesterday. We'll start again. Kain Gadol and Amana gets two Malkasin if he marries an Amana. One is Mishum Lo Yikach, for marrying her, for the act of marriage. That's by living with her, he defiled her. He made her into halala. What?
Yeah, this whole thing with the...
Yesterday, we learned this yesterday. Right? The Chayre, he's talking his kids to be halalim. So the Gemara Mishle Gomer Biyasai, in order to be over the love of Yichal Zarai, it has to be a relationship that can result in pregnancy. Right? And therefore, since it's a relationship that can result in pregnancy, he would be able. She doesn't have to actually get pregnant, but it has to be a relationship that can. And a hara, which is not a gemarbia, cannot result in pregnancy. Yesterday we talked about an islandess or an 85-year-old woman, whether that would be considered either layachal zara because she cannot become pregnant. I didn't have a raya. My feeling was yes, but I don't know. Masiv Rava. So Rava asked the question. Amana Grusha like a Mishim Shnei Shemus. If a Kain Gadol marries an Amana who is also a Grusha, which means she had two previous marriages to Yisraelim. One she got divorced, and one she got widowed. And now, let's have it the other way. One she got widowed, and one she got divorced. That says Isra Chalal Isra. So one she got widowed, and one she got divorced. So now she has two Yisurim on her. And if a Kain Gadol marries her, like a Mishim Shnei Shemus, he would get two Lavin. One for marrying an Amana, and one for marrying a Grusha. Remember yesterday we talked about the fact that the Torah lumped them together in one lav, but the extra word Grusha told us that each one is a separate lav. That was yesterday's Gemara. So they're separate lav, and so he gets two Malkasin. My lav shnei shemus v'sulai. Mashmi only gets two. According to what Rabbi Yehuda said, there should be four, because at each of them there's two. There's lo yikach and lo yichal on each one of them. So why does he only get two? Dr. Gemara, you're right. Loi, shnei shemus hazeh, v'shnei shemus hazeh. It means two times two. He gets for Amana two, and for Grusha two. Rashi, what? That's the shayla, that's the simple. Pashtus not. The question is, why not? Why isn't Lechal one love on both of them? So they say because, they talk about it, and if I remember correctly, they say that once each one is a separate love, the love of Lechal goes on each one separately as well. Again, I would have to look it up to say exactly who says that. Rashi, Amana Grusha Ba, Amana Shi Grusha. Mishim Shnei Shemus, Mishim Amana Mishim Grusha. Shnei Shemus on that. Vadai Shnei Shemus Diktani, Grusha Ba Amana Kamar. Of course it means Grusha and Amana. Miu Akol Achas Loik Yishtayim. Mishum La Yikach, U Mishum La Yichau. So Rashi says clearly it's four. Frekti Gemara. Ihachi, if that's the case, ain't the Seifa. Grusha v'chalutza ein achayev el achas. Ein achayev el mishum achas. That's the right girsa. Grusha v'chalutza is only one. V'chayra, you're only achayev on grusha, not on chalutza. V'chayra, you're achayev two. Dr. Gemara, I'll cover. Ein achayev el al achas. You're right. You're achayev two, but on one name. You're not achayev for chalutza. Frech to Gemara, why not? By chalutza drabanan, because the Isra of a kayan gadol, a kayan, any kayan, and a kayan gadol also. Marrying chalutza is only rabbinic. Now, I just want to point out, every chalutza is an amana. So a kayan gadol that marries a chalutza is definitely violating the rights of amana. But the Isra chalutza, that extra Isra, is only rabbinic, it is not biblical. Which means a kayan hedget, midaraisa, can marry a chalutza. She's not a grusha, she's a chalutza. Similar process in the sense that they were both once married and the marriage was terminated without a death. You needed something else besides a death by a HSH, a Grusha, by a Yavama, a Chalutza, but it's not the same. Frech to Gemara, Vatanya, Grusha, Elio, Grusha, Chalutza, Minai, Tavad Lem, Isha. The extra vav includes Chalutza. So we see Chalutza is a Deraisa. So why doesn't it get Malkus for Grusha and Chalutza? And for the Gemara, Midrabanan across Machta Balma. It's rabbinic,
and the pasuk is just a hint. It is not a deraisa. Rashi happens to hold that it's a machloikas hasugyas. Rashi elsewhere says chalutza is a deraisa. I'm trying to remember where it is. Something tells me to Yevamos, Chavav, around there, but I'm not sure. Maybe Chavhei, Chavav, around there. But Taisus asks on Rashi right there. Or maybe it's a Malkus. Maybe it's a Taisus and Malkus. And Taisus asks on Rashi right there. What he means is the Gemara says Chalutz is only Drabonon. Therefore, Taisus learns Chalutz is Lav Davkus only Drabonon. Right. So, but I think it's by Ben Gusha, I'm not sure. I think it's a Malkus. Anyway, so Rashi, the answer holds that it's a Machlekes HaSugyos. Some sugyos say chalutz is only drabanan, and some sugyos say chalutz is only is a deraisa. But the bottom line is, this Gemara clearly says chalutz is a drabanan. Rashi, Dr. Rashi, El Alachas, Hashem Grusha Chayev Akol Chiyuvim Matluyim Bo, and all Chiyuvim that depend on Grusha, have a chalutz alay, the chalutz alav deraisa, El Drabanan. Dr. Gemara Vayter, Am Rabaya. Kiddush loika, baal loika. The Kohen Gadol makes kedushin in one of the psulos, or a Kohen Hedget, meaning a Kohen Gadol or a Kohen Hedget, when the women they're not allowed to marry, and they make kedushin, they get malchus for the act of kedushin. Baal loika. And if they live with them, either after kedushin or before kedushin, they get Malkus, one Malkus. One is Layikach, and one is Layichalo. Layikach is the act of Kedushin. This is Abaya's opinion. Layikach is the act of Kedushin, and Layichalo is the act of Bia. And they're separate Isurim. Now, in a regular marriage, the Kohen Gadol would get two, one for doing the Kedushin, and one for living with her. But each one is separate. He gets Malkus or Layikach, even if he doesn't live with her. And he gets Malkus Layichau, even if he doesn't have Kedushin. That's what Abaye is saying. Bo Layim Mishim Layichau. Rava Amar, Bo Layka, Loy Bo Eina Layka. Rava says, no. There is no Lav of Kedushin on its own. There's only a Lav of Kedushin if it's consummated. Layikach is only if he also lives with her. If he just does Kedushin, he does not get Malkus. That means he's Mekadosh and Amman, and then he does tshuva, and he divorces her. No Malkus. Quick to Abaya, yes Malkus. As soon as he did the Kedushin, he can get Malkus. Quick to Rava, unless this marriage is consummated, there's no Malkus. Mishum Nechziv lo yikach v'lo yichau. My time lo yikach, mishum lo yichau. The Torah says, lo yikach, and the next pasuk says, lo yichau zarai. To tell me the purpose, the Isser of Layikach is because of Layichau, and if it never reaches Layichau, he wasn't over Layikach either. This is Rava's opinion, Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Kidesh Kohen Gadol or Kohen Hedget Achas Min Apsulois Hamuris Ve'inyan Layikach Kedusha Mashma Shehein HaKohen Ninaisa Kikach Kichas Kinyan. That is Kedushin. Bo Layka Bo Acher Kedushin Layka Shtayim according to Rava. Loibal ain't like a vilachas. Now, I don't think anybody. Okay, we'll see in a second. Don't think about it. Umayda Abaya. Abaya agrees. The Magzik Rusha say, Shem Kidesh v'loibal she'ain't like a. By Magzik Rusha. Now, let me explain something. Let's say Mamzeres. There the Torah never said a word about Yikach. There is no Yikach. It's Loyave Mamzer Mikal Hashem. There's no lav on the Kedushin. The lav is on living with her. Person's Mekadosh and Mamzeres doesn't get Malkus. And if he lives with her, he gets Malkus. End of story. With Kedushin, without Kedushin, it makes no difference. Kedushin is Typhus. Kedushin is Typhus. It's Chayv Lavin. We pass in Kedushin Typhus to Chayv Lavin. But the lav is living with her. Nobody there says that if he does Kedushin and a Mamzeres, he would get Malkus. The Torah never says the word Layikach. The same is true by Amoini. The same is true by Amitri. The Torah never uses the word Yikach. It uses the word living together. Layavai. Layavai means can't marry. We say can't marry means can't live with her. The lav is living with them, not marriage. Now, marriage is chal, but the iser is the living with them. It's only here by Amana and by Grusha v'Chalutza, and we will see other places where the Torah does express itself as lo yikach. So there Abaye is saying, there is an iser of yikach independent of whether they ever consummate the marriage. And Rava says, not true. The lo yikach by psule kohuna, at least, is only that if he reaches, this is if he consummates it, he also gets malchus for the kedushin.
What hasrar do you get?
At which point?
I'm saying you say to him, okay.
So this is a kasha, very good kasha, excellent question. Rabbi Cohen asked an excellent question. And that is, why isn't it hasrar suffering according to Rava?
Right.
Because when Rava, when you warn the guy, don't be mekadesh amana, you can't say, and you'll get malchus, because he might not get malchus. Depends if he consummates the marriage. And that depends on something else. So Ishmael, hold Asra, Savik, Shema, Asra, so that it works. But if you hold Asra, Savik, Light, Shema, Asra, you can't tell a guy, I warn you not to do it because you might. That's a kasha that quite the mask, and I don't remember the answer. I can look it up. But it's a good kasha.
Rabbi, why can't the Hasra be if you mekadesh her and take her, then this will happen? Why can't it be the
because
full warning of...
It's a good point, but Hasra has to be right when he does the Isser. I cannot warn a guy an hour before that if you end up doing this, you'll get a Malchus. It has to be he's doing the Isser. So he would have to warn him at the time of Kedushin. And that's not true. He can't tell him that he will get Malchus. It will depend
on... You can't give him step one and step two if he's only about to do step one.
Exactly. If you hold that straw, something doesn't work. Correct. Yeah. I will look it up. This is a kasha that they ask. This is a kasha I remember. Says that you don't remember the answer. And the Ritva answers, and so does the Taisus Arash, that Rava holds Hasra Savik Shema Hasra. You're right. That according to Rava, this only can work if you hold Hasra Savik Shema Hasra. If not, then Rava would be Shver. That's what the Ritva and the Taisus Arash answer. Now he says to look in the back, and he says more. Let me take a look what he says. Answers. I don't know, I have all reasons not quite enough, but that's the clarity we shine them with. Zakti Gemara writer. Umayda Abaya, B'magzi Grushasai, where the Torah also said, the pasuk by Magzik Rishasa is, "V'yuchu b'ayilu harisha in ashigirsha, loshuv lekachta liyas loy leisha." So there, the Torah uses the word lekachta, right? It, which is mashma kedushin. So lechayre, according to Abaya, lekachta would be that you get a lav for doing kedushin on a Magzik Rishasa.
right? But it's a malchus mitrasai. He divorced and she married somebody else, and now he's taking her back. And the Torah does use the word kicha there. Zok to Gemara, he agrees from kiddush le'ba'alayliyika. Why? Because it says lekachta liyas le'isha. Because the pasuk says liyas le'isha right after lekachta, and liyas le'isha means to consummate the marriage. So the pasuk is saying lekachta liyas le'isha. It's only if he does both, not if he does one. Rashi. Even though he's Mechayev Malkus, HaKadusha B'Yisra Kuhunah, it's all separate Lavan. The Torah doesn't make him interdependent. B'Feirish. And Yisrael takes back his divorcee once she married somebody else, either got widowed or divorced. Sounds like a law not to be mekadosher. The behedja tala rachmana kedushin bebia. The Torah is saying it's a kedushin that leads to bia that ends up with a bia. If not, it's not a law. The kivin the kichya kedushin. Used the Rashi's bothered. How do you know liyas leilisha means bia? Maybe liyas leilisha means kedushin. She's his wife. She's an anxious ish. The Rashi, the kivin, the kicha, and kedushin, liyas leilisha, she shall be a klamar. If kicha means kedushin, liyas leilisha means bia. Because if not, it's redundant. Zog to Gemara Vayter.
One of the ways of doing kedushin is kicha, is bia.
Right. So.
So was it? Sure. So why is?
Kicha
itself means bia also, right?
It could not. Plus, it's not kicha means do kedushin any of the three ways.
Right. Okay. So why would it again? Why is this different than? Why is this different than before?
There's two separate laven. La yikach, la yichal. The Torah never connects the two. Rava says that the juxtaposition of the psukim connects the two. But the pasuk doesn't connect the two. The Torah doesn't say la'yikach because of la'yichau.
Oh, it's
above them. It says la'yichau.
Oh, it does?
Yeah, but it's next pasuk. It's not talking about that. It says, Amana Gushakal Zaynas and La Yikach, Kim Basula Bahama Vikachisha. La Yikachal Zarabiyama. Where do you see the interconnection? One's La Yikach and one's La Yikachal. Here it says, Lakachta Lias La Yisha. It's defining that Lakachta needs a second step. That's all. Umayna Rava, Mikhain Gadl Bahamana, Shimbayova Lakini Shalaika. That if you skip Kedushin and just live with her, there's one Malkus. Even though Rava says Kedushin by itself is not a Malkus, but Bia by itself is a Malkus. Why? It says with the Echao Zara Biyama from Rachmana, Baru Uchil. The relationship can result in a pregnancy. That's the Lava of Echao. So if he does Kedushin and lives with her, he gets two Lava. If he just lives with her, he gets one Lava.
He said that well, like.
Who said?
Hi.
Rava is Maida to Abaya. Even though Rava holds, you don't get Malkus for Kicha. I don't know. Where in the world.
I was reading the wrong one.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. So, Chaos Arab, I'm going to go. And they both agree by Magzig Rushasai. That if he lives with her and didn't do Kedushin, then he doesn't get Malkus. Why? Derech l'kukhanas v'tayra. The Torah says clearly, l'kachta liyas le'isha. That means living with her without Kedushin is not a love. There's no v'yichalel. There's no doing anything to the kids. It's a relationship with her through marriage. But that's how the Torah words it. L'kachta liyas le'isha. You need two things. And either one of the two is not a love. Rashi. The Kashi, the Kachta Liyas Leilisha, we did that already. Umbayda Rava, Avagam the boy by Issa Kahuna Tarti. Even though by Issa Kahuna he needs two things. Dav could be Acha Kedushin who the boy, he just needs to be after Kedushin. That Kedushin Luchudai Loi Laki. Avu Baal Kiddush. Maidahu Shabi'ila ain't a Puyi by Kedushin. He's Maida that the Be'ila does not depend on the Kedushin. The Yechau Amarachmana, very Chilom. Shnei Maidim Amagzi Gushas as a Trashi. The Avag B, Shadivre Shnei, Kaila Kayim Bipsula Loi Laika Abiyah Beloi Kedushin. Even though they both admitted that a Kayin who lives with a woman he's not allowed to marry, even without Kedushin, gets Malkus. But by Magzi Grushasai, living with her without Kedushin is not Malkus. Why? The Torah never had a law by itself on living with her. So therefore, they both agree that Bia by itself would not get Malkus.
Would he get Malkus?
Fair enough. Yes, he would.
With the first Bia?
I lost you.
He
said before that if he doesn't get Bia, it's not Iver Zarai. But he's Iver being Michal her. There's two laws in him, Leichal. Being Michal the wife, being Michal the kid. Which means, theoretically, going back to the Gemara before, a guy who marries a Kohen Gadol who does Kedushin and lives with his Amana gets three Lavan if he finishes his Bia. That's what the Gemara said. The Gemara only limited it to Leichal 1 because it was talking about Leich Gomer B'Yasai. But if it's Gomer B'Yasai, he gets an extra one. Which would mean, if he only lives with her, the Gemara Bia without Kedushin, you get two. One for being Michal her, and one for being Michal the kids. Again, there is an issue here, which I didn't delve into. When the Torah writes one law that includes multiples, why isn't this a law of Shibachlolos? La Yichalo. From Leichal, we learn that it means wife and kids. It's one lav in the Torah. It includes two defilings. There is a man, the Amidah says, ain't like it on Mav Shibaklolis. You don't get extra malchus for Mav Shibaklolis. So this is the kasha they deal with, and I didn't go into it. Why would he get an extra malchus for her and for the kids if he's Gaimer Bia? You don't get one anyway, because it's the same lav. It's called the lav shebeklolos, when one lav includes multiples. So again, it gets involved in when we say that, when we don't say that. I don't know well enough to answer, but the Achrayim do deal with that question. Because it's not an extra pasuk. It's the same lav, lo yichal. Okay. So to go back to. Now we're going to get involved in the next Amud Gemara. About a ger. A ger marries whether his daughter is kasher lakuna or not kasher lakuna. So we have three opinions. We had Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, who said that a ger who marries a Jewish girl, the daughter is pasul lakuna, because bas ger zocher kibas chol zocher. We had Rabbi Blessed Ben Yaakov's opinion, that I think he was the second opinion. Right, but Rabbi Yaakov's opinion is that if the mother is a Yisraelis or the father is a Yisrael, the kid is kasher lakuna. And we have Rabbi Yossi's opinion that even if both parents are gerim, the kid is kasher lakuna. There is a fourth opinion, which we have mentioned, that a Yairis herself under three is kasher lakuna. And that's Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai's opinion. A Yairis herself. It's kasher lakuna if she's megayer under three. So the daughter for sure is kasher lakuna.
She has to be
megayer
again.
Make a ger katan, whatever way ger katan works. Rav Shimon ben Yochai holds the ger is pokusim and bas gemus kasher lakuna. So obviously the kid's going to be kasher lakuna because they're under three. That's the fourth opinion. But our Mishnah didn't bring that opinion here. There is that fourth opinion. that says that a Gigeris herself can be Kasha Laguna, she's Megayer under three. So for sure, her daughter is Kasha Laguna. Right, so there's four opinions, but we're going to deal with three of them in this Gemara. I don't believe, I didn't prepare ahead that far. I don't know if the Gemara deals with Reb Shimon ben Yochai. No, it does not. It does not deal with Reb Shimon ben Yochai in this subject. That's the Gemara. The Gemara does bring him in. Yeah, the Gemara brings him in. I apologize. I just didn't prepare that far ahead. That's the Gemara. You name a Kabbat Chol Zachar. Tanya. Reb Yehuda Aimer. Now, the question is, where did he get it from? Where did he get that a Ger's daughter is Pasa Lacuna? Where did that come from? You just don't make those things up. You have to have a source. Where is his source? Dr. Gemara Tanya, Reb Yehuda Aimer, Bas Ger Zachar, Kabbat Chol Zachar. How do I know that? V'adin Eisen, it's logic. Ma'achol Shabba Mitipik Shera, Mita Psula. A chol is created from two kosher people. They did an Aveira, but two kosher people. A Kayan marries a Grusha. The Grusha is a kosher lady, and the Kayan is a kosher man. And yet, because it's an Aveira, the Gemara's going to ask that question in a second, but yet, they produce a kid that's puzzled. So for sure, a Ger, who was came from a Tipa Psula, he came from Gayim, for sure, he should pass on the Psul to his kid. The Chalal passes on the Psul to his kid, even though they were kosher Jews, for sure, a Ger, who comes from non-kosher Jews, should for sure pass the, again, we have to give the Gemara a chance to work it out, but that's what the Gemara says. Ma Ger, Ma Chol, Shabbat Matipa Ksheira, Bita Psula Kuna, how can you compare it? Chol was created through a marriage that was an Aveira. His father and mother were kosher, but they did an Aveira. The Ger, nobody did an Aveira. Two Goyim lived together, produced a Ger. It's wonderful, no Aveira was done. So you're right, he comes from Tipa Psula, but no Aveira is here. Chol is a result of an Aveira. Zok to Gemara, Kayin Gadol Ba'amana Yechiyach. She'ein Yitzuras Ba'avera. And B'tay Psula. And Kayin Gadol marries. Sorry, I skipped. No, I'm sorry. I made a mistake. I said they did an Avera. I take that back. Ma'alachol She'ein Yitzuras Ba'avera. His birth was an Avera. Meaning, he is a result of an Isser of a relationship. Right? Ma'ashenkin a guy didn't do anything wrong. So the Gemara can go from Amal Yechiyach. Shein Yitzuras the Bavera. And Kayin Gadol marries an Amana and he defiles her. Right? She didn't get created through an Avera. And still she becomes defiled. Mita Psula. So we see that it has nothing to do with being created by an Avera. Because a Kayin Amana is not created by an Avera and yet she becomes defiled. So we see that Pshat is anything that's not 100% kosher makes cholol. Frek to Gemara Malachayin Gadol Ba'amana Shekeh B'yasa Ba'avera. That living together is a sin. That the Gemara Cholol Yechiyach. Cholol didn't live B'yasser. A cholol marries a woman, he didn't do anything wrong, and the kid is a cholol. Right? Teretz says he was created by Avera, but that Malachayin Gadol wasn't created by Avera. The common denominator is, if they're not the regular, they produce chol. They produce people that are pasul lakuna. So a guy is not the, a ger is not the regular. I didn't go back and forth. They're not the regular. A chol is not the regular. And a mala is not the regular when she has a relationship with a kohen gadol. A ger is not a regular because his parents were gayim. He's not the regular. And therefore, I thought he was a ger, Shein a brave call, mitabsula. So the Gemara is trying to make a tzad hashava. The Gemara will shrug it up in a second. The Gemara is trying to make a tzad hashava that we have two people that are not, they're out of the regular way of doing things. And the result is their daughter is pasul lakuna. One is a chol. A chol means he was born a chol. He didn't do a word thing wrong. He married a regular woman. His kid is a chol. Why is this kid a chol? It's not a Avera. He didn't do anything wrong. The chol is a fine young man who married a woman, but his kid becomes a chol because he's a chol. He didn't do anything wrong. Terence says, there's something wrong in his metzias. He's not the regular. The answer is no. He was created by an avera. He's worse. Okay, the almana. She wasn't created by an avera. Yet when the kohen gadol lives with her, the kid is. She becomes a chalala, and the kid becomes a chol. The kid is a chol, even though the parents weren't created by avera. The parents weren't created by avera. Right. Answer is, they did an Avera. So here is a person that did an Avera. Here is a person that was created by an Avera. That's not a common thing. The common denominator, they're both different. One was created by an Avera, but they didn't do an Avera. One did an Avera, weren't created by an Avera. Yet the result is the same. What's the common denominator between the two? Again, what the Gemara is trying to say is it's not regular. It's not the right thing. It's not the regular thing. I shouldn't say not the right thing. Not the regular thing. So a guy that's Megayer is also not the regular thing. His parents were Bustle. So the common denominator of the Kohen Gadol who marries an Amana who makes a Chol, and a Chol who marries a Bas Yisrael who makes a Chol, is it's out of the ordinary. Out of the ordinary produces daughters that are Bustle Likuda. That's what Rabbi Yehuda is saying. Frek the Gemara, Ma'ala Tara Shav Hashem Shiesh from Tara Avera. It's not fair. There's an Avera involved here. Both either they did an Avera or were created by an Avera. The Ger is neither of the two. He wasn't created by Avera and his parents didn't do an Avera. You can't make a common denominator and ignore the fact that the two that you're using have a different common denominator. There was sin involved. Sin involved in his creation, or sin involved in the relationship. There's got to be a sin involved that passes on Cholol. A ger and a geiris, a ger, whoever he marries, was not created by an Avera, nor did he commit an Avera, nor did his parents commit an Avera. So why in the world should we compare the two? So therefore the Gemara does not like the Tzara Shava. The Gemara tries it and rejects it. Again, the Havamina was, we have two people that pass on chalolos to their kids. One didn't do anything wrong. The answer is he was created by wrong. One wasn't created by wrong, but did something wrong. What's the common denominator? The Gemara thought the common denominator is it's not regular. A ger is also not regular. He comes from Goyim. He's also not regular. The Gemara's answer is you can't say that common denominator. There's another common denominator. Sin was committed, either in his creation or in the action. Some avera was done. Mashenki ben Ger and Geiris, there's no trace of sin. How can you compare it to the two? So at this point, we don't know pshat, but we have to catch up with Rashi. Doctor, you had a question?
We're going to keep going on this thing, right?
We're not finished, no.
I'll wait.
Okay.
I have a quick one. Is a grusha to a coin ticket? She herself become a chalala?
Yes.
Why does it have to jump all the way to the coin?
Same thing. It's one of the two.
It's a way of seeing it.
Exactly. Rashi. B-type Sula. Germanel. Makazar Eloi. Mahu Machal Zarai. Just like the father was Machal his kid. Abenai Machal Zarai. The Cholo, who didn't do anything wrong, is Machal Zarai. It's Rasa Bavera. Shinis Abra Ima Be'isser. A guy and a gaya, any bury minister, there's nothing wrong. The kid is created through an act of an avera. Time of a ger shenas Yisraelis should be yasa b'heter. Nothing is wrong. Chalo yichiach shenas Yisraelis shein b'yasa b'avera. Let me just finish the Rashi. He married Yisraelis at the b'yis not b'avera. What's the common denominator? She'ainim b'raiv kohom. She'chalukim mishar kohom. They're different than the ordinary. She'ezei yitzirasa b'avera is abiyasa b'avera. Avani aviger, she'ainim b'raiv kohom, she'bom mitipa psula. Not because of an avera, but because he came from mitipa psula. And that's the Gemara shlug up. You can't bring the ger into the same picture as the other two. The other two, there was an avera. Here, there was no avera. So therefore, at this point, we don't have a Tzara Shava. We don't know Rabbi Yehuda's source. We're still working on it. Somebody had a question on the phone?
Yeah, I did. And this might not be the right time to ask it. What is the difference between Geiris today and Geiris at Ma'amad Har Sinai?
What does Geiris at Ma'amad Har Sinai have to do with anything?
Because they still, Aaron was still a Kohen, able to be a Kohen Gadol, even after his Geiris. Was there Geiris at that place?
That gets complicated in exactly what happened to Mount Torah. But Aaron was appointed Kohen Gadol after Geiris. They still retain their Shvatim. They belong to Reuven, to Shimon, to Levi. So that Geiris is a total different kind of Geiris.
It's not comparable.
No.
Okay, thank you.
The Gemara seems to think that Tipa Psula is a reality. Halachically, you know, it's very interesting because Geshe's guy, Kachanel Dami, is not always used. But in this case, we're saying the bottom line is he did come be Tipa Psula. I just want to reinforce what I said, Rabbi Shem. And that is, they weren't allowed to marry their sister after Matan Torah. A ger biblically can marry his sister. They're not related. The relationship's maintained after Matan Torah. That's a whole different kind of process. Fight.
Right.
Dr. Gemara. Enfer de Gemara, le'em emitzu vishin yechiach. Okay? So we go away and we take Cholol and Mitzri Rishon. A Mitzri Rishon marries a mistress. Kids pasul lekura. Was there an Avera? No. Perfectly legal marriage. Perfectly legal marriage. And yet, they're not the ordinary. They're Jews, by the way. Mitzri Rishon is a Jew. Mr. Shane is a Jew. Mr. Shane is a Jew. They're Megayer. They're Jews. He can get Mavtri Yaita. Right? That's the symbol, he's Jewish. He can get Mavtri Yaita. So, right? So, they're both Jews. Yet they produce a daughter that's Pasul Lakuna. No Avera. That daughter wasn't created by Avera. There was no Bias Avera. And yet, they're not the ordinary. Therefore, she can't marry a Kayan. A result of a not ordinary is can't marry a Kayan. You're going to answer me that a Mitzri can't marry a Jewish girl either. He's restricted, much more restricted. Okay, so Cholol. Cholol is not restricted to marriage, and yet he produces a Cholol. What's the Tzad HaShava, which is Teretz Cholol is created by an Avera? But the Mitzri was not created by Avera. Again, so what's the common denominator between a Mitzri's daughter and a Chol? The common denominator is they can't marry regular Jews. That's the common denominator. I'm sorry, that they can't, they're not regular. They're not ordinary. For different reasons. But they have the same halacha. And Tzad HaShava is based. The things that have the same halacha are because of the same reason. What's the common denominator between a Chol who makes his kid a Chol, can marry Kayan, makes his kid a Cholala, and a Mitzri whose daughter can't marry a Kayan? The answer is the common denominator is it's not the ordinary. Something is not regular. So Gair is also not regular. Let's read it inside. Zakti Gemara Lehmi Mitzri Shaini Yechiach. Ma'ala Mitzri Shaini Shain Roy Loko. He can't marry a Jewish girl. Kol Yechiach. Chazra Adin Loy Roy Zak Roy Zam. Loy Roy Zet Tara Shavish Bem. Shaini Barev Kol Bitim Sula. Avani Avi Zagir Shaini Barev Kol Bitim Sula. That's from Yehuda's source. Tzad HaShava, between Mitzri and Chol, Rashi. Zog to Rashi. I've had a young girl, she had a very common day, right? Mitzri, Mishin, Shalat, and Mrs. Rishoyna, she had eaten Saras and Bavera, they had been Yasa Bavera, or beat them Sula, the Shnihi, Rechman Amitar Shlishi. She had a very cold, she said, eat Saras and Bavera, she had a wrong of a cold. The girl, she had a very cold, she had a very cold, she had a very cold, she had a Why is Gary not the ordinary? He's not the ordinary because he came from a Tipa Psula. What? That was the Kasha of Emetri. They had just Cholul's daughter to marry Yisrael too. Yes, doctor.
So it's got a problem, which is the
very simple question. Define a normal relationship, normal marriage. What is the definition of
marriage? Right, I mean ordinary marriage. I like the word ordinary. There's nothing, everything is nothing different than the regular yet. And the regular Jewish lady.
So
any difference is not ordinary.
So therefore, the problem of a yibum, of a child yibum, would be a chalala.
No,
that's not a normal marriage. That's
The tyra of the mechayev it. Okay, is not going to be mechayev making chalala.
I mean, this is a signal problem. Got a great deal with many things, especially in terms of philosophy. That's why I actually gave Grant Brown. On exactly this idea.
The more English you use, the less I understand you, but it's fine.
The way that you have to approach this, which is not being approached this way, is if you're going to say that something's us or because it is not normal, you have to, it's the shortest and most direct way to do it is to find what is normal, and you can't, because whatever you say, I can come up with nothing. Where the husband is younger than the wife, that's not the normal. I can come up with a lot of things that are not normal. And so this goes back to something which you have said, which is an escape, which is not every difference makes a difference. So you're going to have to come up with this completely undefinable term.
Well, obviously, the Gemara fields is very definable.
I'm sorry, what?
First of all, you should be Michael me. The Gemara fields is definable, right? So the question now is to understand why the Gemara fields is definable. Not to say that it's not definable. It is definable. The Raya is definable, is that the Gemara defines it.
That's, you have to start that way. That's exactly why I asked you first, what is a normal marriage?
Right.
And you did not give an answer.
I know, because I didn't have a chance. A normal marriage is that Chazal, that in the eyes of the Chazal, is there's nothing that doesn't, that has something, I'm not going to use the word soul. I'm not going to use the word something out of the regular halachic boundary. I hate to use that word because tipa psula is not a halachic boundary, but it does have involved a non-Jew, non-Jewish parents, and the Gemara views that as a little bit out of the box of what we consider ordinary.
Also, you can't just to garam to violate no halacha.
I said that. Right,
that's
that,
exactly
not me.
The point. So the
but it is tipa psula.
Does not work.
It is tipa psula. At the Gemara, tipa psula falls out of that box of ordinary.
Is tipa psula someone who's misguided 3 years ago?
Yeah, tipa psula means he's born from a guy to a guy to father and mother. That's what it means.
And then again, you used the term halachic, and then you said that there's no halachic problem.
Again, I will say it one more time. Your approach, you should be mindful of me. You cannot say it's undefined because the Gemara considers it defined. So you can say you don't understand the Gemara's definition. That would be the proper way of wording it. That you're not clear in how the Gemara defines it. You can't argue with a Gemara. The Gemara considers it defined. That means the Gemara is very satisfied to say that this is defined. Now you're questioning to make sense of that to yourself, which I understand you have a right to question. But the approach is not that it's undefinable. It is definable. The Raya is that the Gemara considers it definable. Is that I can't define it. What you're saying is, Rabbi Margaretin, and I don't mean it in a bad way now, Rabbi Margaretin, you're lacking the expertise to find the exact words to define what the Gemara is saying.
I'm also saying I'm lacking.
That's also fine. You can lack the expertise and I can lack the expertise, but the Gemara is defined. Our lack of understanding it. It's not that the Gemara is undefined. The Gemara wouldn't say it if it's undefined. Obviously, the Gemara is very comfortable in its understanding of what Rabbi Yisrael meant. Whether Yitzchak Margaretin can put his finger on it or not is very questionable because I'm not saying it clearly. And good old Rabbi Chaim said, Rabbi Chaim Brisker, that if you can't explain something, you don't understand it. So I agree with you that I have not been able to find the exact words to project what the Gemara means. But the working assumption has to be that it is definable, and we have to look for the definition.
If you want me to erase my statement, it's not definable, I'll be glad to do
that. That's all I
want to
do.
Although it is.
That's what it is. No.
I defy to state that. You're still going to have to answer what is the definition of normal.
I said it. So I'm lacking in the ability to translate it. But what I'm trying to say is, the Gemara still said that there is a definition. Because I don't understand, can't explain it. It's a sort of me, not in the Gemara.
I remember later today, I'll send it to Rabbi Horton, ask him to define.
Maybe he will. That's not the point. What I'm trying to say is, well, you can't say that it's undefinable. That's all I'm saying. You can't use those words. You can say, I don't see the definition.
Within the bounds of my limited perception, area which I studied for many years, and which Feivel went through law school and knows that American jurisprudence requires the law have definition, and Jewish law, halakha, requires an even greater degree of definition than American law.
I think we're arguing only in how you approach your question.
A
Gemara is absolute, and therefore one cannot say that the Gemara did not define it. The Gemara did define it, and we're not understanding the Gemara's definition. That's the proper way of expressing your question, instead of saying that it's not defined. That's all I'm saying.
You've heard me say many times, I have a question, nobody talks about it. It means my question is not a question, you've heard me say.
100%. I just want to make it clear that the Gemara is very well defined, it's just that I can't explain it. It's sort of me. And maybe Rabbi Morgenstern will be able to explain it, maybe he won't. Rabbi Morgenstern means the one in Eitzro, the one by Rabbi Yashiv, that's what he means. He doesn't. That's the Rabbi Morgenstern we're talking about. I don't know. I'd like to hear his explanation. And I will go back to the drawing board, please edit today, and try to find an explanation. But what I'm saying is, the Gemara did define whatever Rabbi Yisrael meant to mean that a ger is not included.
I'm aware I'm using a non-Jewish source, but the philosopher Kagelman talks about this great deal in terms of medicine defining what's normal. It's something we do a great deal if we give nasty medication to anybody we think is not.
Okay, again. Talk to you about it. Well, that's what Rebuta is, the Tanakhama of this Mishnah.
So when he says that Ben Cholol or Eilam, generations later, if it's Ben Achar Ben Cholol, so Ben Achar Ben Ger, what about Ger Yishana that we said was...
That's a rabbinic thing.
Supposed to remember that he's a ger, it's going to be forgotten eventually.
We don't pop from the Tribune if you want to know.
We marry Cohen later. McCohen.
Yeah, we don't pop from the Tribune.
But he also scores like
I will. We'll continue this last piece of Gemara tomorrow.